for nearly 2 days, the snow fell and fell and fell some more. The U.S. Capitol and surrounding areas received more snow in 36 hours than it usually sees in an entire winter. Local governments fought losing battles to keep roads clear, while residents struggled to free their cars from massive snowdrifts. Most public transportation ground to a halt, and flights to and from Washington were canceled.
I've been in Washington for maybe 30 years, and I think this is probably one of the biggest storms, maybe the biggest that we've had.
Hundreds of thousands of people lost power to their homes. The weight of the snow caused tree limbs to snap and roofs to collapse. Emergency responders have been hard-pressed to reach those in need.
We're doing the best that we can, like I said. One call at a time, we're handling it.
But what caused grief for many gave others a chance to engage in activities not usually seen in the nation's capital. A Washington landmark, DuPont Circle, became ground zero for a massive friendly snowball fight that was organized on Twitter and other social networking sites. Even President Barack Obama took note of the extreme conditions, coining a new phrase.
Snowmageddon here in D.C.
And winter's grip on Washington is far from over. More snow is forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.